Your brain is desperately seeking evidence to prove to yourself that it's right and why we should or shouldn't do something. So by actively changing what you were seeking and what you were focusing on, your whole life and business will change.
Building an online business you're obsessed with? I'm Lou Cornell and welcome to the Business Expansion Podcast, a show for all ambitious women who want to confidently build and expand their online businesses. Whether you're just starting out or you're already loving the online business space, this podcast is your go-to resource for leveling up your skills and expanding your mindset while creating a business and life you're utterly obsessed with. Are you ready to level up? Let's go.
Hello and welcome back to the Business Expansion Podcast. I am so excited to be jumping on to this episode and to be sharing it with you, as it's something that I've really been leaning into inside of my business. And these are the exact moves that I made to really create incredible momentum inside my business and take my business from 100K a year business to 100K in 6 months. And I'm sharing this because these moves may seem really simple and they may seem like something everyone can implement in their business, but something that I have witnessed as a coach and also witnessed within myself as a business owner is how easy it is to lean out of these areas of business when we want to see fast growth, because we believe that it can't be simplistic. It can't feel really easy to create these moves in business. So the first move that I made that really created fast momentum inside my business was I stopped listening to everyone else's opinions and only listened to my coaches, the coaches that I invested in, whilst also trusting myself and trusting my gut. Full disclosure, if I had listened to everyone else's opinions about my business, I never would have started my business. I would be back in a 9-to-5 that I did not enjoy. And it's really interesting when you start working on yourself, when you start doing things that are a little bit outside of the ordinary. Everyone in my world worked a 9-to-5. People will be very quickly to tell you not to do it, to not take a risk, how it's not going to work out. And why I made this change was I'm a converted or a reformed people pleaser. I love people pleasing. I love making people happy. I love saying yes to things. It helps me feel really safe, or at least I thought it made me feel safe. People pleasing is a tough habit to break, especially when that's a way that you were brought up. And within sort of my family network, saying yes to people, making sure that you were serving others always came first. And as a business owner, this was something that I really implemented. I thought by people pleasing, I would keep clients longer, clients would be really happy, and I would actively avoid having confronting or uncomfortable conversations. But people pleasing only really slowed down my business, and it only meant that I was taking on board everyone else's opinions, because I wanted to give the impression, or I wanted people to know, that I really respected their opinion or that I was really taking it on board. But all it was doing was slowing me down. So what I needed to do was actively unsubscribe from taking on everyone's opinions whilst also doing it with love. And I'll never forget when the economy started shifting and interest rates started going sky high and cost of living was really starting to bite people. My dad, who ran a business for the majority of my life, but he's now retired, tried to give me advice. But his advice is a little bit old school. He ran a very traditional bricks and mortar business. He does not understand the internet. But of course, he was doing this with love. He was doing this because he deeply cared about me and only wanted to see me succeed. But by sharing his thoughts and opinions and telling me what I should do in this economy wasn't going to help me. It didn't apply to my business. I hadn't seen any evidence in my business that things were slowing down. And I really needed to stop these conversations because they only made me feel anxious and they only were going to attempt to derail me. So I had to lovingly say, hey, Dad, I really appreciate this, but the online business world is hugely different to the business world that you were used to when you ran a business. And this advice is not going to help me grow my business. And Full transparency, I think he was kind of upset by me rejecting this advice, but it was the best thing I did because he is not my ideal client. He is not going to be buying my services. He's also not the coach that I invested in. And if by listening to all these people, I was really devaluing the advice my coach was giving. So before these conversations even really had a chance to go, I would lovingly stop them and say, I really appreciate it, but I've got this covered. I really appreciate that advice, but I've got a coach who I really trust. I really appreciate it, but my business isn't run that way. And it became so much easier. The first time I did it, I felt like absolutely nauseous as a people pleaser who wants to make people happy. But the more I did it, the easier that it got. And now the noise has significantly dulled. The negative and limiting beliefs that I once held inside my business have basically disappeared because I deeply trust that I know what I'm doing in my business, or I have the correct people there to support me, my incredible business coach. The second move that I implemented inside my business that really skyrocketed my results and doubled my income was I showed up and sold my services every day. I sell my services on a Saturday night. I sell my services on a public holiday. It doesn't matter when or where, I'm on the internet. I can literally sell at any time. And for a very long time, I believed that I couldn't sell my services daily, that my audience would get annoyed by me. An audience who use their own free will to subscribe to my email list, to download my podcast, to follow me on social media, for some reason, were going to be annoyed about me selling. And I realized that this came from being sold to in really uncomfortable ways. You know, the classic story of going to a used car yard and like being sold in a really icky way, or trying to avoid people in shopping centers who want you to donate to a charity you've never really heard of and you don't know where the money goes. I realized that a lot of my interactions from selling made me feel really uncomfortable, but I only knew those ways of selling. So the first thing I did is I invested in the knowledge of permission-based selling. Permission-based selling is really based on connection and conversation and understanding the person on the other end of that sales conversation, what they deeply want and the desires they are really desiring, and understanding how you can help and really support that human. Having that human-focused sales process made it so much easier to show up and sell my services every single day. But the first time I did it, it felt uncomfortable. It felt uncomfortable just selling daily. But the more I did it, the more easier it felt. And I did experience pretty intense imposter syndrome. I have no sales background. I am not trained in sales. But here I am as a coach, making sales every day, making sales while I sleep, showing my audience and my clients how they can sell too. And imposter syndrome hit me hard. Because who am I to be telling people how to sell like this? But then very quickly, I realized the skills that I have, the ability to sell every day, the ability to make sales while I sleep, other women, other incredible potential clients, they want this knowledge. They want to know how to sell like this and how to sell in a way that feels really light and joyful and easy. So I realized that my imposter syndrome or the limiting beliefs that I had around selling were only keeping myself small, and it was only keeping my audience small by not sharing these skills. So I very quickly had to get over myself and start showing up, sharing what I knew worked so well in my business. And it's really interesting. People reacted the opposite way to how my brain was telling me how they would. They were DMing me daily. Sales were pouring in. My launches felt even more easy because I was selling every day. I wasn't letting my audience go cold and then all of a sudden showing up when I had something to sell. I wasn't ignoring my email list and only showing up when I wanted to buy my course. I was selling and showing up for them every day, and my audience responded really well. And I think it's really important to remember the work you are doing inside your business now will show up as results in 4 to 6 weeks. Just because you are selling today won't necessarily mean you are making a sale tomorrow. But by showing up every single day for 30 days, I can nearly guarantee you that those results will be showing up in your business in 4 to 6 weeks. And people react by saying that they feel like they really know you, that they trust you, that they've been watching your content and watching your reels and reading your stories, and they want you in their business. And I was working with clients who already felt like friends, clients who already understood how I worked, and there wasn't any uncomfortable periods of working with a new client. And I was attracting much more aligned clients. I am not my business. My business is a huge part of me, but it's not 100%, or it's not the only thing that's going on. So how I really make a really easy balance that makes selling every day easy, but also being able to switch off and be present, is I plan a lot of my content. So each week, my content is ready to go. Throughout the week, I add in things like client wins, the conversations I'm having with coaching clients, and I add them into my stories and posts, but the majority are ready to go and ready to post. This also means that if I'm sick, if I have a really busy week, if I need to switch off, my content is ready to go and I can still sell daily without impacting my business. I also have systems and processes set up with my team that allow us to launch podcasts, send emails, update my podcast website on autopilot. So things are already being done. I don't need to request these tasks to be done. It's just standard operational processes within my business that, once again, make it so easy to sell and for people to find out about my services. So by selling your services every day, if you are actively avoiding it, if you feel uncomfortable doing it, I really encourage you to get to the deep core reason of why you do that, because it's most likely not about your audience. It's about evidence you've collected from previous experiences that selling is icky, that people don't like buying, that people feel uncomfortable when it comes to money. But that is just your projection. So do the work around selling and have the belief that your audience is following you for a reason. Your audience wants to know how they can work with you, how they can be in your world, how they can learn your skills. And by not selling and sharing why you are the expert, you are actually doing a disservice to some incredible women who want to create some of the success you've seen inside your business. And my third move, and this is one that it took a lot of work because it can feel really uncomfortable, because you actually are breaking some deep rooted habits here. You are actually actively changing your self-sabotage processes that you have done at one stage to keep you safe. And that is, I cleaned up my leaks. I realized in my business, and my coach actually acted as a really good mirror to this, of when business felt a bit hard, or I had to have uncomfortable conversations, or I had to make big decisions, I leant out of my business. So I would not prepare for coaching calls because I didn't want to get the full value out of them, because it meant I had to move the needle forward in my business. I stopped reaching out to my coach on Voxer as much because I knew the work I had to do, but I didn't actually want to take action. So the leaks in my business were when I really needed to lean into my business to see results, I leant out. Not because I didn't know what I was doing, but because I knew there was big work that needed to be done and it felt really overwhelming. So my coach acted like a really beautiful mirror, and she really reflected these back to me, and she lovingly called me out. So what we did is we built a plan and we saw my trigger points as to when I lean out of my business. For example, when we were building this house, when I felt really overwhelmed by the house that I was building with my now husband, my business would take a backseat. And that is not okay. I am the breadwinner within my family. My income provides for us. My income helped build this house. My income is so important. My business is so important. So why was I putting my business in second place when it should be first place? So that was one of the biggest leaks that I changed, that when other parts in life became stressful, my business didn't become second priority. And that when I knew I was working on something really big, when I was working on a really cool coaching program, or I was launching something new, I would lean out of my coaching containers because I knew the work was going to create huge success. And that felt uncomfortable. And sometimes success can feel really uncomfortable. So I really worked with my coach in identifying what triggered me into leaning out of coaching programs. And I actively lent in more. I reached out to my coach a lot more on Voxer. I showed up to my coaching programs ready. I wasn't distracted in group coaching programs by working on other work or looking at other windows. I was very, very present. And this meant that I was seeing results so much faster, and my coach knew exactly what was going on inside my business. And I will say this, one of the biggest leaks that I witnessed for my clients, but also myself, is inside group coaching programs, sitting back and letting other people take the lead. It is so easy in a group coaching program to take a back seat, to not be active, to not participate in those group coaching programs. And this is one of my biggest leaks that I've patched up, and I deeply encourage you to do that as well. One-on-one coaching is transformative, and you obviously get that direct support from a coach, but group coaching is game-changing. You learn from other women, you learn from their experience, you understand what they have actively implemented inside their business to see results, and you can do the same. But I see so many people leaning out in group coaching programs because that's the easy option. And one of the biggest things that we have spoken about in my group coaching programs, inside my mastermind, inside my memberships, is the importance of leaning in, the importance of being present, the importance of not doing other work on group coaching calls. Get your worth, show up and tap into the coach, share your knowledge, and don't be tempted to take a back seat, because that is a huge leak and one that can so easily be fixed. And my fourth move, and the move that really helped me the most with my mindset, with my limiting beliefs, with feeling really successful inside my business, was I only looked for evidence that it was working. Your brain is seeking evidence to prove itself right. And my brain is naturally more geared to a negative mindset. My brain is slightly anxious. I'm always worried about things, and I have a tendency to make things into a disaster. Then they really don't have to be. I always assume the worst is going to happen. And this is something I'm really actively working on, because it literally doesn't serve me. And I know when I started my business, my only focus was, what if it doesn't work out? What if I have to go back to a 9-to-5? What if I embarrass myself online? This was all I could focus on. I didn't think about, what if this is a massive success? What if I make 7 figures and I'm able to retire my husband? What if I'm able to clear all of our mortgages and we can live debt-free before the age of 40? I did not focus on these things. So I actively trained my brain to see the positive and not the negative side of things. And I actively stopped looking for ways in which it wasn't working. I don't notice if someone unfollows me on Instagram or someone unsubscribes to my email list. I don't notice if people aren't liking my posts, because I'm so focused on the people who are there. I'm so focused on the new followers, people who have followed me for years, the people who read every single one of my emails. That is what I'm focusing on. And one of the biggest and easiest ways I trained my brain to do this was I would literally say rejected out loud. So if a negative thought popped my head, or I thought, oh, wow, why has that person unfollowed me? Or, oh, I thought that person would be joining my group coaching program and begin to feel negative about it, I go rejected, because that isn't a thought I want to bring into my business. Those thoughts do not bring success or joy or momentum inside my business. I will literally reject it, and I will literally focus on something that is really positive happening in my business. And I can guarantee you, to every one negative thing that's going on inside your business right now, there are 10 incredibly amazing things that a version of you at one stage thought was not possible that you can focus on. And when you start actively seeking what is working, your whole life and business will change for the better. The biggest piece of advice I can give to business owners who want to see incredible momentum inside their business, who want to double their income, who want to build change and sustainable change inside their business, is, first of all, you need to become so transparent with yourself. You need to see the patterns and habits that are sabotaging your success. You need to see where you are leaning out. You need to have an uncomfortable conversation with your coach or your mentor or someone you really trust, and they can help you identify your triggers and where you stop showing up inside your business. And there can be lots of reasons why. Ultimately scared of success, ultimately scared of being seen, ultimately scared of selling, because what if someone says no? So it's just easier not to sell. These are all areas that when you get super clear on, when you deeply understand why you're doing it, becomes so much easier to work on. So journaling will really help you here. Meditation will really help you here, because usually these thoughts or the areas in our business that we know need improvement are the first areas which we actively avoid. The thoughts come to our mind, we start journaling on them, it becomes really uncomfortable, we very quickly move away from it. This is where you can create serious momentum. And I know the people listening probably already know roughly how they can make these changes. So dive right in. So as a juicy little recap, here are the four things that I did that saw my business move from six figures in 12 months to six figures in 6 months. And that the first one is I stopped listening to everyone else's opinions, and I only listened to the people I had invested in, my coaches, while trusting my gut. You know what's best for you in your business. Lean into it. Stop thinking you're not the expert. Stop assuming that you don't know what you're doing, because I can almost guarantee you that you do, and your gut is very rarely wrong. Really lean into that feeling. The second one is I showed up and I sold my services every day. My services are life-changing. My services have helped me never go back to a 9-to-5 and have a multi-six-figure business. My services have helped my clients create 20K months. My services have helped women leave their 9-to-5 and become fully booked coaches. By not selling my services that can absolutely change lives without sounding dramatic is a disservice, and I'm literally keeping it from women who really want to implement change inside their business. And then, of course, I cleaned up my leaks. I cleaned up my self-sabotaging patterns. I cleaned up the areas in which I wasn't showing up as that higher level of myself, and I really worked on my personal development. I read the books, I did the journaling, I did the reflection, I had the uncomfortable conversations with myself about where I was leaning out and actively leaned in. And then finally, of course, I stopped looking for evidence in areas where it wasn't working, and I only looked for evidence in where it was. Your brain wants to feel safe. Your brain is desperately seeking evidence to prove to yourself that it's right and why we should or shouldn't do something. So if you're only focusing on where it's not working, you're giving your brain all the evidence it needs, and it's going to be really hard to move forward. So by actively changing what you were seeking and what you're focusing on, your whole life and business will change. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Business Expansion Podcast. And if you loved this episode, don't forget to rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts or in Spotify, or I'd absolutely love for you to post it on your IG stories and tag me so I can celebrate an incredible listener of this podcast. Don't forget to hit subscribe to keep updated on my weekly podcast drops, and I can't wait to connect with you soon. Bye.
Thank you for joining me on another episode of the Business Expansion Podcast. If you loved this podcast, I'd absolutely love to connect with you via my Instagram. My Instagram name is LouiseCornell_, and I'll also link the handle in my show notes. Remember, you have the power to create a business that not only thrives, but brings you endless joy each and every day. I can't wait to see you next time.